Good morning. We're pleased to be joined on the phone here today by Ryan Wright. He is the acting labor secretary here with the Kansas Department of Labor. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I wanted to get you on here to the program today because I know there's been a lot of challenges facing the department here, primarily due to the COVID-19 pandemic and some of the economic fallout from that. I guess maybe I'm not sure exactly where to start here, but you want to just kind of give us a broad overview of some of the challenges that your department has seen here in the last 8 months?
Absolutely. So since March 15th, the Department of Labor has paid out over 3.2 million weekly unemployment claims, totaling just over $2.3 billion. And to put that in perspective for folks, you have to go back 8 years to get to $2 billion in payouts. So this agency has done about 8 years' worth of work in the span of about 8 months. And so when folks, you know, ask me about the pandemic, it's really trying to explain the scale of this. So at the beginning of this pandemic, there were 20 people answering phones for the agency. We were at historic unemployment lows. And then within the period of 1 month, we went to historic unemployment highs. And so at the height of this, there were 1.5 million call attempts in one day to try and get through to 20 operators. And so when I came in to the agency at the very end of June, beginning of July, you know, my real task from the governor was, you know, get checks out the door and do what we need to do to stabilize the agency. And that's what I've been doing. So, for example, today we now have over 200 people answering calls. We still are trying to get everybody's call answered. You know, we've brought that down. We make it so that if you get into the call queue, you're only on hold for a maximum of 15 minutes, at the max. That's really good. And when I came on board, there were about 25,000 people, who had claim backlogs for regular unemployment. And we've been able to get that number down to around 6,000, and we're on target to continue reducing that and getting it down to zero. But we know that this agency has made some missteps. You know, the computer system we're using is 40 years old. It was put in place in the 70s. It's so old that there's not even our phone operators can't use a mouse on it. They have to actually do hard commands. So a lot of people who are hurting right now, trying to put food on their table or keep a roof over their head, don't want to hear that we have computer problems. But unfortunately, our antiquated systems, due to years of neglect, have a vote in this. And so we've been trying to overcome that. And I think we've been doing a good job. There's still work to be done, but I think we've turned a corner by and large in helping to get folks paid.
All right. And I know some people have been waiting weeks, maybe some even a couple months, but they just need to be patient, I suppose. And I know that's tough to hear, but they will eventually get their checks, correct?
So that's absolutely right. So where most of the frustration has come from is related to the what is called the PUA program, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. And what a lot of people don't understand is that's not actually a new program. That's actually an entirely new unemployment system. And so not since 1935 have states had to build out these new systems. And so this PUA system is really designed for 1099 workers, independent contractors, religious workers, and gig workers. And we've been able to pay out somewhere between 30 and 40,000 folks under that program. But there is still a backlog of about 25,000 in that program due to various reasons. I'm happy to tell you that we have finally put a critical piece of technology in place and building out that program. And so we're actually in the process of notifying all of those folks in that 25,000 backlog that they can now go ahead and file the missing paperwork that we need, and then we can adjudicate them and get them paid. And so while that's a large number, we actually, the adjudication process is fairly straightforward. So as soon as folks get the paperwork to us that we need, we can make a determination and pay that money out that they're owed. But if your listeners hear nothing else, I hope they hear that if you're owed $1 from this agency, and your claim is found to be valid, you will get paid that money. And we are in a race because most of these federal programs, including the PUA program, is set to expire on December 26th unless Congress takes action. Now, again, even if these programs expire, if folks are waiting on a decision from us or if they have a claim pending, we can still pay them out after that date, but we just can't pay new claims after that time. But really what we're looking at now is for Congress to take action. You know, folks are hurting. We have still, you know, tens of thousands of people on these programs, and they're going to lose all of these benefits around the holidays, and that's the absolute worst time. So we're hoping that Congress will act. There's nothing that we can do at the state level. This is a completely federally driven decision, and so we're hoping that you know, that our representatives and senators are able to take action and get these programs extended so people aren't losing their benefits right around Christmas.
We're talking to Ryan Wright, Acting Labor Secretary with the Kansas Department of Labor. We'll have more with him straight ahead here on News Radio KMAN.